listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are on the couch. Welcome, everybody. Whatever you are doing right now, I really urge you to take some time to hear what my guest has to say today. He's going to help you heal and bring your hurt from past relationships and life challenges and silent frustrations to the forefront without fear. What I want you to do is put your hands on your computer, on your iPhone, because we're going to heal you today. Heal! That's what it's all about, is feeling better. And seriously, though, I do have an expert guest. I encourage you guys to call as well, as I always do, just a bit. We're going to get set up, talk a little bit about my guest's book and where he's going with it and what you can learn. But if you would like to share any good or bad situations you have experienced with relationships or yourself, or if you have a question for my guest, that number here live, 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. Or if you're shy, you'd prefer to email me here live. I'll take your questions, rather, or comments, at docmichelle, D-O-C Michelle with two L's, at AOL.com. So let's get into it here. My special guest is world-class keynote speaker. I know you guys have heard of him. He's a relationship specialist and an empowerment coach. And, of course, author of the new book. It's called From the Hands of Delilah to the Arms of Samson. That's pretty intriguing, huh, guys? Well, his book is focused on helping men primarily to heal from past heart hurts, kind of heal their heart, become empowered, have more healthy relationships. And the book is also an insightful resource for women, by the way. I'm not pushing out women because I learned a lot from reading this. And it, really to educate them on how to become the precious jewel. Oh, I love the way he says that. The precious jewel that men desperately need. Mo, welcome to the show. So nice to have you here today.
So great to be here. Thank you all so much for, tuning in and listening. I'm excited.
Well, we'll have fun. I've been dying to ask you this question here, because how did you come up with the title of this book? It's really powerful. This is kind of like, whoa, you know?
You know, I have to say, I was probably riding with the top down. It was probably raining and probably thundering, and some scientific stuff hit the lines and eradicated my brain. I don't know. You know, I was always fascinated with the story in the Bible about Samson and Delilah. And, yeah, you know, you guys have seen the movies and
right,
everything about it.
Right.
And so, you know, when I did a little research about their relationship, I said, wow, this kind of helps with my point and what I'm trying to do with helping men heal their hearts, restore their manhood, and empower their soul. So that's how we came up with it.
Yeah. For those who are not familiar with Samson and Delilah, can you just give listeners a little bit of a taste about what happened to poor Samson?
Oh, God. Well, here's the story, ladies and gentlemen. Samson was deemed the strongest man in all the earth in that time.
Yeah.
And with all his physical strength, he had a weakness for women.
Uh-oh.
But one woman in particular, her name was Delilah, and she was able to capture Samson because she learned how to stroke and get to the things that he needed most.
Mm.
But she was manipulative, she was deceptive, and she was cunning because her goal was to get the secret to his strength, because she sold them to some hoarders who was trying to kill him, and that's what happened. She had him lay in her lap. He exposed his secret after several persistent attempts.
Yep.
And voila, the man came out the closet and they captured him and they gouged out his eyes.
Oh.
And Samson was made to be a spectacle among all the people that he had destroyed before.
Wow.
So that's the story in a nutshell.
Man. You know, I have a lot of male clients who describe that very thing to me.
That's hilarious.
You know? Well, on a more serious note, but I always love to ask authors, you know, there's something going on or some things that went on in their lives, and I'm sure your life, that drove you to share your wisdom, to write this book. What can you just kind of share some of those things with us?
Exactly. You know, like anybody who's desired to have healthy relationships, and, you know, that's part of, ladies, there's still quite a few guys out here in the world today that's looking for a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
I am someone who has been on all sides of the spectrum.
Yes.
I've been single. I've dated. I've been married, divorced, married again. So,
yeah.
You know, so
you got to get it right.
you got to try till you get it right.
Yeah.
And, you know, with all the things that I experienced, I saw that in today's culture, in today's society with men, we are out of place. We are out of line.
Mm.
And so many women are saying, well, I don't have an eligible man to marry or date because they're either locked up, they're either dead, they're either whatever, but not looking for women. So, you know, if at the end of the day, I said, well, wow, what can I do to make men be more accountable for the destruction that we may have caused over the years, and also become that man that she essentially desires? Because I believe, fellas, that women desire a strong man like Samson, a caring man, because Samson is very caring, loving, a protector, and a provider. And it doesn't necessarily have to be rich or affluent to do these things, but you just have to be committed.
Yes, it's so true. And, you know, you're right on about that. And what I like about your book, too, Mo, is that you say, guys, okay, there are a lot of women out there, the Delilahs of the world, but there's a lot of problematic people who haven't gotten their act together. But, you know, guys, you got to take responsibility for your stuff, too. So, you know, you say that a lot of us go through the relationships and the business ventures and social circles, without noticing or conceding that the gentleman could be the cause of those relationships going south. So, what are some of the things that guys do that can cause problems in relationships?
Well, the first thing that we don't do is communicate our expectations up front.
Yep.
You know, I think, and ladies, you know, this is the same with men and women across the board.
Yep.
Oftentimes when we meet people, we send the representative. We do not send the right person. If you think you have met that knight in shining armor on the first 2-3 dates, you are sadly misguided.
Oh, yeah. Is he on good behavior or what? Right?
Yeah, he is not the guy that he is presenting at that time, nor is she the woman she's presenting, because we all have this facade that we want to impress the other person, and we want you to really like us. And so we will send the person that we desire and aspire to be, but not necessarily who we have materialized to be at that time. And so, you know, he sends the representative and he does not communicate effectively to her what his expectations are for her. Because a lot of times, ladies, guys know they only want to, what they call, hit it and quit it. They do not have any intentions on being truly committed to you long term.
Yep.
And that's one of the things I talk about having a long term investment versus the short term return in the book. And so, ladies, I always say to you all, you have to find out what a guy's objectives are early. And too many women, Dr. Michelle, do not ask the hard questions on the first date. They say, well, I might scare him away. Great. You want to get all the information up front, and you want to know, where is he looking to go? Where is he in his life at this point? And where is he looking to go? Because if his objectives and goals don't align with yours, he's not the guy for you. I don't care how good he looks. I don't I don't care how great he smells. He is not the guy for you, and you are wasting time. So you got to do a more thorough inspection.
It is so true. And like, you know, Mo, like we said you know, people are on good behavior. So when you're first starting to date them, they're going to look good and sound good and everything's going to be great. But and that's a whole other show about looking for red flags, you know, little things that come up, right, in the conversation.
It's been a whole hour on
how
that.
Many,
alone.
How many women has he met? How many women has he been through? How come he hasn't been able to commit to, you know, that kind of thing? But
right.
Listen, folks, in case you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest today. He is the author of the new book. It's called From the Hands of Delilah to the Arms of Samson. It's a great book, and it's going to help you out if you have some problems in your life, if you want to get it together. This is not only for men, but it's, you know, it's also for women too, but it's a great inspiration. I think a lot more men's books need to be written too. And Mo Stiegel is the man. He's a world-class keynote speaker, prominent relationship specialist, empowerment coach, all that. So it's a good read for everybody to sort of get a little healthier and have a little self-insight. And if you guys would like to call here, the number live is 323-203-0815. If you'd like to speak to Mo, ask him any questions, share any scenarios with us that you've been through, or you can email me live as well if you're shy. Doc Michelle, DLC Michelle at AOL.com. There's two L's in my name, and we'll go from there. All righty, Mo, here we go. I wanted to let you know that I do agree with you. You know, you suggest to men that in order for guys to take, to, you know, value the beauty of someone else, a woman, yeah, you've got to discover that of your own. And I know you're not talking about outward beauty. How can men work on that within themselves?
Well, I think you have to do an inspection of you. You know, I think if men would come into relationships or possible relationships knowing who they are, and I'm talking about without stuff, mm-hmm. without the car, without the house, without the lucrative job, without right. the lofty titles that you have at work or in church for most people, I think if you can remove who you are without that stuff, then you can really get to the heart of your essence as a man. And then you can see, okay, this is what I have to offer. Because believe it or not, and I know, you know, fellas, you have dealt with a lot of women who are materialistic, and they look at your bank account, they look at what you're driving, and they automatically put you in a category. But I'm telling you, from experience and from surveying and from talks and speeches all over the country, there are a number of women who do not care about any of that stuff.
Right.
They care about if you're going to be able to love them,
wow.
if you're going to be able to care for them.
Right.
They care about the intangibles.
Right.
So that's, you know, yeah.
Well, that's true,
that's
you know. And that's, yeah, that's right. That's the woman you want to, if you want a serious relationship, you know, those are the kind of women you want to find, the jewels, as you say. You know, because I mean, that's if you're looking for a good love woman to love you, not necessarily completely take care of you, but be there for you. It's a partnership. That's the way
right.
to do it. Hey, Mo, what are some of the techniques that you suggest that men and also, of course, women readers use to heal the scars left by the past hurt? That's so hard to do, isn't it?
It's very difficult because I tell this story in the book about I had a car accident in 1995 and, you know, it required me to have several surgeries. I think the last one I had was 5 years ago. And, you know,
yeah.
it's one of those things where, you know, the accident was severe. I mean, my leg was almost severed. I broke all of my ribs.
My God.
And so, very traumatic.
Ooh.
When you look at the severity of the injury, and now let's move that to your heart being injured or traumatized.
Yeah.
When you look at the severity of the injury,
right.
it looks irreparable.
Right.
But through time, through surgeries, you know,
sure.
they was able to repair the damage that was done.
Yeah.
And so what I say we have to do is, you know, oftentimes we've told young people, put cocoa butter on your wound. That'll heal. Cocoa butter heals all your wounds. Well, it's crazy.
Yeah.
In my case, after the wound had healed,
yes.
I could still see the scar,
oh,
you know.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, for a lot of us, we can still see the scar. But the difference is I had no more pain from, or discomfort from that injury because it had healed.
Yes.
And so some of the things that I suggest that men and women do to heal from previous relationships is exercise. You say, wow, really? Well, not the exercise you're thinking, but you have to train your mind to think positive.
Yes.
And that's something that you have to exercise in your physical body is important, but exercising your mental capacity is also important. And I have this thing that I say in my last book, my best-selling book, Against All Odds, I Can Be, 10 Steps to Revolutionize Your Destiny. You have to grow as you learn, and you have to learn as you grow.
Right.
And I think that when you're looking to heal, grow as you learn from your mistakes. You know, hey, you made those mistakes in that relationship. You made those mistakes with that woman or that man, and it's nothing you can do about it. And it's what I call, you have to adopt a mind over matter mentality.
Yes.
You can't mind what you did yesterday or didn't do yesterday, because it doesn't matter to what you can do and will do today. Mm-hmm. And so I say exercise, meditate. You have to reflect on the wins, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. If you focus on your losses in life, it'll affect your ability to win any more races or to ensure any more healthier relationships. And then finally, read. Increase your intellectual power and ability with faith-filled thoughts. And these are not religious thoughts, but faith-filled thoughts. These are thoughts that you can, affirmations is what they call.
Yes.
So those are some of the things you can do. And I talk about a lot of other things in the book. So once it comes out, ladies and gentlemen, October 2nd, you can get it.
Yay! We're looking forward to that, and we're going to absolutely put here on the webpage of On the Couch with Dr. Michelle all the information about when and where you can get the book, too, guys, by the way. And if you missed even the beginning of this interview, guys, you can replay, download the show in the archives. It'll be there for you forever. Tomorrow afternoon. Forever. Tomorrow afternoon. So no worries. Just keep it here. And, you know, we're talking to my special guest today, world-class keynote speaker, relationship specialist, empowerment coach, and author of the new book. It's called From the Hands of Delilah to the Arms of Samson, Mo Stiegel. And if you have any questions or comments you'd like to share with Mo or myself, 323-203-0815 is the number, 323-203-0815. All right, Mo, how do you suggest that guys change how society views them? I have an author friend who I've interviewed in the past, and he's written a book called Woof Woof. You know, it's you know, he's saying, yeah, we're all dogs. We're dogs. Why does society paint many men as dogs, Mo?
Well, let me be honest with you, and I'm probably going to get in trouble with all my men across the country, because a lot of us have barked and wagged our tails, and we have proven that we are dogs. So that's why society paints that sordid picture of us. But we can do some things to change, and I think the number one thing you have to do is you have to mean what you say and do what you say.
Yeah.
And again, that goes back to what I talked about earlier about your intention. You know, you've been taught, whether it's been by friends, family, or even your father, that, you know, as a man, it's great to go out here and sow your royal oats. Absolutely not. I truly believe there's going to be a phase in every man's or young man's life where you have some explorations, where you're looking to find out what type of woman do I really need?
Right.
What type of woman do I really like?
Right.
And that's okay, as long as you're upfront with the woman.
Right.
You know, I went through it, and this is going to sound very shocking to you guys, saying, oh, no, not the prominent world-class speaker. Yeah, I went through a phase in my life where I just didn't want to be committed to one person.
Sure.
But the key, Dr. Michelle, was I let them know up front, listen,
I'm not
looking for anything long term or short term. You know, this is almost like a minute by minute kind of scenario. You know, it's like I might be into you in this hour, but next hour I may not be. But I learned, Dr. Michelle, the women respected that because they knew going into it what it was all about. And they could make a decisive choice if whether or not they wanted to be a part of my circle.
Yes.
And I think that's what we have to do.
Exactly.
We have to be considerate of others' feelings We have to concede to our own selfish desires, and then we have to effectively communicate.
Wow, that is so true. Good for you, Mo. Good for you, because I think that's where a lot of the women, you know, are able to say he's a dog, because we bond, you know, we have sex and we think, ooh, they're going to love me. And that's going to keep him around. Well, it may keep him around for a little while or a couple of years off and on, but there's other women hanging around, you know, that they're interested in as well. And they want to get close to. So, you know, it's really.
And you know why we do that, Dr. Michelle?
Why?
Because some of us think sex is better than love.
Mm-hmm. Is it, you mean it's a little scary because love's a little scary?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's one of those things too. It takes a lot for a woman, mm-hmm. and I'm talking about women now. It takes a lot for a woman to give all of herself. Everything about her mind, her body, her being to a man.
Yes.
Takes a lot, especially if she's had some problems in that area in the past with men manipulating her and you know, toying with her heart.
Right.
You know, it's what I call, he's really a pawn shop dealer. And hey, no disrespect to guys who work or own pawn shop. That's not what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
But there's a difference in you know, you're in California, so there's a difference in shopping on Rodeo Drive versus shopping in South Central.
Well, there is
a difference in
that's
the shops. And so,
true.
You know, when you go into a Tiffany's on Rodeo Drive and mm-hmm. you're looking at an exquisite jewel, mm-hmm. there's a difference in that quality of jewelry versus what you will buy at a pawn shop. And too many men have been shocked who are pawn shop dealers. They are what I call jewel thieves.
Mm-hmm.
They are in the store. They're in the high-end store, mm-hmm. but they're really looking for costume jewelry.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's such a cool analogy. I like that. I've never heard it put like that, Mo. Well, in your book, you say that guys learn about relationships and communication if they hear, learn, and follow. What do you mean by this? What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, there is a hearing is important for
mm-hmm.
one. Let's just talk about that
mm-hmm.
for a moment.
Okay.
Oftentimes, you say, "Yeah, I heard you,"
mm-hmm.
but you wasn't attentively listening. So you may have heard some fly by night stuff, but you did not digest it. And so, what I talk about in my book about hearing, learning, and following is hearing requires an attentiveness that is not concerned with getting its point across. When you have an argument with a woman, or disagreement for those who are politically correct,
mm-hmm.
You have to listen to what her issues are with you as a man.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to now take these things, as difficult as it is, because, you know, our egos are somewhat fragile. We don't want to hear the truth oftentimes. A lot of people don't.
Yeah.
But you have to hear what she's saying.
Yes.
And not be on the defense of now you're not listening to her because you're thinking about what you're going to, what your rebuttal is going to be. And so that causes a problem because now you do not digest what her issues are. And
mm-hmm.
so you will not, that's what I call, you're not able to fix what you're not facing. So you have to be willing to face the things that need to be fixed.
Yes.
So hearing requires you to be attentive. Learning suggests that the information that she's given you, you retain it and then apply it.
Yes.
There's nothing worse, you know, and I was retained in the fourth grade. So, you know, my teachers didn't think I retained the information that they had given. So therefore, I was not able to progress to the fifth grade. So I was I was behind.
Yeah.
And so you know, when it comes to relationships, we're not retaining the information that our women are giving us, fellas, and so we're not able to apply it to the
mm-hmm.
relationship, that it increases the relationship and its value. And then finally, following. It means to pursue, run after, cling, or overtake, fellas. So, you know, we're many of us are in pursuit of meaningful relationships, and we are striving to be intimately entwined in what I call the love cycle.
Uh-huh.
That continues to produce, you know, fruitful memories. So you have to actually follow and pursue those things. So, again, hearing is important. Learning is important, but following is also important.
Boy, that's great wisdom. That really is. Hey, Mo, we have an email coming in from Jared. And would like to ask you a question. So let's go for it, shall we?
Let's go for it.
All righty. Jared asks, Mo, how can I be a better man for my woman? I am a 36-year-old independent construction worker, and my employment is intermittent. My woman says I need to get a steady job before she decides to commit fully to me. I'm having a hard time finding a regular job. What should I do?
That is an excellent question.
That is a good question.
I mean, Jared, my man, I applaud you for emailing that question. Let me tell you why I am applauding him. Mm-hmm. I'm literally standing up in my hotel room right now just applauding him.
Yay.
Because I was you. Uh-oh. Now, I'm 38.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, you know, okay. You're young. You're a young guy.
Yeah. I'm 38. So, Jerry, you're 36. I'm 38. And I have been on that roller coaster many times.
Yeah.
And as an entrepreneur, it's often difficult to, when you are pursuing your dreams, to kind of leave those dreams and go to a 9-to-5 because you're not accustomed to that.
Right.
It takes you out of your routine. Now, I'm not saying that that may not be necessary for now, let me say this, Jared. If what you're doing, and I like the term he used, he said
intermittent. Off and on.
That's an interesting term, and I knew what he meant when he said that.
Yeah.
It's not consistent. It's not always flowing. So
right.
In that regard, now, Jared, I have to say, now, I don't know if this woman is your fiance or if she's just your girlfriend.
All right.
Now, I have on... Every Wednesday this month of September, we are doing what I call Power Talk Relationship Doctor Michelle.
Very nice.
And it's a teleseminar, and you can call in and listen. And guess what? This upcoming Wednesday, September 19th, I am talking about, are you marriage material?
Ooh.
Reasons why 60% of couples will never marry.
Wow. Because they're not marriage material.
They're not marriage material. Now, Jared, you're saying, well, what don't you get to my question? I am on your question, Jared. The reason why I said that was when you're looking at the woman that you're going to be with, and you're going to have, it's not necessarily about, well, Jared, go get what they call a real job.
Right.
Jared, if you're doing what you love to do, I consider that you're operating in your purpose. Now, oftentimes when you're operating your purpose, it's not going to be like everybody else's thing. You know, you may have to do some part-time work or some other things at when you're in between, but I do not suggest you give up what you love doing. Now, as it relates to your woman, as much as you love her and as much as I'm sure she is a jewel and a delight, I often tell me, Dr. Michelle, your woman has to add something to you. If your woman is attempting to take you away from the things that you love, you're going to, one, regret that you left doing what you love to do, and then you're going to resent her for talking you into doing that.
Right.
So what you need is a woman who's going to support your dream.
Mm-hmm.
And that may not always be financially, but it may be emotionally. Hey, Jared. Man, keep doing it, man. You're doing a great job at what you're doing.
Yeah.
I applaud you. I know it's tough for you right now, Jared, because if my GED don't cover that, so I can't get to that word. But you know the word. It's a minute. What do you say? But that is the type of woman that you want, man. And so I would say you have to reevaluate this relationship. Is she adding value to you? Is she able to assist you in getting over that hump of inconsistency with the things that you love to do, because oftentimes, Dr. Michelle, you know, when we go on a date with a woman, she comes to the date, you're going to pay for this, you need to impress me, but what about you impressing me? Isn't this a twofold? It should be a win-win, shouldn't it?
No,
shouldn't you be trying to impress me just as much as I have to impress you? So,
absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
So what I say, Jared, is you have to do some hard evaluation of if this is really the woman for you. Because if she's not adding to you, then she's taken away. And she's what I call it. She's not an asset. She becomes a liability.
Mm-hmm. Wow, is that true? Thank you, Jared, so much for emailing us here on LA Talk Radio. And that was a great answer, Mo. I'm sure you helped him out. You're right. I mean, you know, men need to be supported and encouraged. And I think it's so important for them, although a lot of men don't speak up and share this. But, you know, they want support. They want their woman behind them going, yeah, I don't care what you do. If you're enjoying it, you're bringing in some money. You know, I'm doing what I do, whether, you know, whether she's, you know, working or being a mom, which is a full-time job sometimes, and you have kids at home. You know, I do. I think you're right. Men want someone who's their champion going, yes.
And let me tell you this. Let me say this. I just did a talk on why men cheat with ugly women.
Shame on you.
I know.
Shame on you. You did not say that. You did not
listen,
say that.
Listen, but listen, I did. Now, ladies, before y'all email me and get all upset, or email Dr. Michelle and get upset,
Thank you.
I'll get him.
Thanks for that disclaimer.
Listen, the ugly does not mean what you think it means.
I know.
It has nothing to do with her physical appearance.
I know what you're talking
You know
about.
What ugly means, Dr. Michelle?
What?
The reason why men cheat with ugly women is the U in ugly stands for she's understanding.
Yes.
The other woman is very understanding, ladies. Mm-hmm. She's gratified. So now when Jared comes to her about his disposition mm-hmm. with his inconsistency in his employment and the thing that he loves to do, she gratifies him. She's mm-hmm. grateful that he's sharing his time and his moments with her. Mm-hmm. Thirdly, she's very loving. See, that's what Delilah was. She was all these things. Only thing was, she didn't have the right motives.
Yeah.
But she was loving. She was understanding. Yeah. So come on, tell me all about it.
Right.
That's what the other woman was doing.
Right.
And lastly, she yielded to the things that he loves to do and the things he wants to do because her aim is to support him, undergird him, be his helper so that he knows he has a strong backbone of a woman that's with him. And that's why men cheat with ugly women. Just think about it. You look at Tiger Woods. You look at Chad Ochocinco. You look at Arnold Schwarzenegger. You look at all Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the women that they were caught with, and you look at their wives, and you say, well, wait a minute, something is not right.
Yes.
This woman is, she is not on her social status, her
person.
Financial status.
And in
a lot of cases, not all, she doesn't look as tantalizing as his woman. So why is it, ladies, that she has this attention?
Wow. Yeah.
You have to start asking those hard questions.
Yes.
She has his attention because he knows he can trust her with his heart. She's understanding. She's gratifying. She's loving. And she yields. She doesn't give him a whole lot of flack. Why? She loves the fact that of who he is. And more so, she sees a lot of times who he has the potential to be.
Right. And, you know,
not an excuse, fellas.
No, you're not justifying that.
But a cheat. No, not an excuse. But now, those are the facts, Dr. Michelle.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I hear you. And I think so. I think, I think everybody gets flattered by people who, especially men, who, you know, kind of are out in the spotlight. I think there's something about that, I don't know, that psyche that needs more pumping up a little bit. You know, I need more. And then women who are out there going, oh, my God, he's so fabulous and famous and hot. And who wouldn't go for that? You know, I mean, after a while, you know, you have to have some serious, you know, reins pulled in there on your psyche and your moral system in order to, you know, defend against that kind of thing all the time on the road. You know,
right.
I mean, it's scary. Some of these people who come out of the woodwork. Oh yeah, I slept with him too. you know.
Oh, really? Wow. When?
Yeah. It's really amazing. We have another email here that came in. Shall we tackle it together here?
Let's go for it.
You should go for this one, Mo. This is
okay.
You. I don't know. Is this says my name is Tim, and in parentheses, not really, but we'll go for it. Okay, thanks for sharing it, Tim. Don't worry about it. Your voice isn't on the air, so nobody's going to find out who you are.
Right.
Oh God. And I think this is sort of a general thing that nobody's going to say. Yeah, that's whoever. It says, help! I am having a hard time getting over a relationship. My girlfriend of about 2 years broke my heart. She dumped me because she said, I don't talk about my feelings enough. No matter how many times she tried to pull how I felt out of me, I just am not the kind of guy who can say things about how I feel. Uh-oh. How can I get over my heart being broken?
Wow. What did he say his name was in parentheses?
Tim.
Tim. Okay. Tim. First and foremost, let me say, man, my condolences to you and the death of that relationship. It is not easy when you go through heartbreak and break up when you have invested so much in somebody, or, you know, so much of your time, your energy, and your being. What you have to do before you can move to the next relationship is, one of the things I talk about in the book, man, is you have to do an autopsy. You have to now find out what causes you to shut down or to build up. It's what I call, we oftentimes build up because of past hurt, or sometimes, again, have nothing to do with the particular relationship, but because of some traumatic things that happened in our lives. I told this the other night to a bunch of ladies. I said, if a man cares enough about you to share his innermost feelings, which I'm talking about his secrets. I'm talking about things that he normally wouldn't talk about with nobody else. And you're his woman.
Exactly.
And then you take those things and you use them against him. You bring them up in a heated argument because you're emotionally detached at the moment. He will never tell you his secrets again.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to work extra hard to regain his trust.
Sure.
And what I think has happened with you, Tim, because it has happened to me as well. Mm-hmm. I'm still that way in some regard.
Sure.
With my wife now, it's like, and we've been married 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, I don't always share things with her because of that situation happening in numerous times in the past.
Right.
But Tim, you have to identify the problem area. What is the cause of you shutting down, or you not being able to share or communicate your innermost thoughts and feelings with the woman that you're with? Mm-hmm. Because you should be able to trust her.
Yeah.
And because I also believe, Dr. Michelle, if you do not identify the cause, you will continuously suffer from the effects.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what's happening right now, Tim. And Tim, if you do not get to the root of that, it has the potential to happen in your next relationship.
Okay.
Or it may prohibit you from engaging in a relationship. But I am one to say, you will get over this portion.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to take you really having to dig a little deeper and identify what's really going on. I mean, think back in your mind, you know, take some time to meditate and reflect.
Mm-hmm.
What happened in your life that caused that shutdown?
Yes.
You know, that caused you to disconnect.
Right.
Because that's what it is. It's disconnection. Was it a previous relationship with a woman that you entrusted with your heart and she, you know, messed over it? Was it your mother or your father not being there? What was it? You definitely have to identify what the cause is so that you can now change the effect of that cause.
Wow. That's a great answer, Mo. And I would suggest, Tim, and I know it sounds campy and all, but maybe you should get some insight therapy, you know, from someone who you feel really comfortable with to share some of your feelings with. And just like Mo said, you know, figure it out. Were you not okay to say how you felt, or did you not have an identity when you were a young person, you know, to be worthy of having feelings or sharing thoughts and stuff like that? Did you have to shut up and listen and do? And you know, like you said, Mo, a lot of people get hurt, so they shut down and they never want to be vulnerable again because they got up with the wrong person who threw that, you know, intimate information back in their face because they just happen to be vulnerable. So, you know, or bullies or teachers or, you know, we all have trauma and we have to just sort of figure out, like you said, where it comes from, you know, and the messages we received. But only a true, healthy relationship, right? Well, it's going to be with somebody who's cool enough to just feel comfortable and share how they feel with someone, because that's intimacy. That's true intimacy, and that's having a healthy relationship. So,
And, but, you know, that comes when the woman creates that atmosphere that allows him to share, you know, all of his thoughts and his feelings, you know, with her.
Yes.
Because, ladies, guys need that.
Yes.
And that, I'm telling you, it's not an excuse, but that is what the other woman is doing.
Yes.
She is Delilah him up all day.
Oh,
come lay in my lap.
That's
Tell me everything. Mm. I want to hear about it. Oh, she did that to you. She didn't do that to you. What you mean she wouldn't give you no sex?
Boy.
You can get sex with me all day, every day.
Oh.
On the counter, in the kitchen. That's what they're saying.
That's right. And that's what they're doing, maybe.
And that's what they're doing. And so it makes it difficult because he looks at the love that he and admiration that he has for his wife, for his woman at home. But he's also tugged and pulled at the fact that he cannot communicate all his thoughts with her because she brings it up or she says negative things to him in heated arguments, and she's emotional. And then she doesn't know why she doesn't know how to cater to his every need. And I'm not saying women, you have to be a doormat. That's not what I'm saying.
I
believe God designed men and women equal. We just have different roles. So, you know, he's not above you or you're not beneath him, but you guys are supposed to be walking side by side, hand in hand.
Right. Exactly.
That's what's happening.
No, that's so true.
If we don't talk about it, we cannot resolve it, ladies and gentlemen.
Boy, is that true. Let's see here. Looks like we have a caller on the line. Shall we take this live person? Wow, yahoo.
Let's go live.
I hope I don't knock you off. If I do, call me back here. Let's see if I can get this person. Hi.
Hey.
You're
Dr.
Couch.
Michelle.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great today. How are you?
Good. Mo, you still there with me?
I'm still here.
Oh, goody. What's up? Hey. What's your name and what's going on with you today?
Oh, my name is Jeremy.
Hi.
I'm from the San Diego area. Mo, you sound like the coolest guy, I gotta say, man. I'm so happy that I called the show.
Thank you so much, man.
Absolutely, man. It's true. I always listen to Dr. Michelle, but I'm really happy that I caught this one. I got a quick question for you guys. Let's see. I'm a little nervous. I've never never been on the radio. let's see. So, I guess. Like, just what in general can I do to be, like, a better man to my woman? Do you know what I mean? Like I try to be a good guy, and, like, I think for the most part I'm a good guy, but, like, you know, I still like to, you know, I'd still do my thing, and, like, she'll do her thing, but, like, I just want to know, like, some traits that maybe I could idolize, if you will, to become a better man to my girl.
Now, when you say you do your thing and she do her thing, what do you mean by that?
Well, like, let's say we have an apartment together, right? So let's say we're just hanging out or whatever. Like, you know, I'll be on the computer and then she'll be on the couch. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't mean you're not cheating on her then. That's not what you mean. I think that's what Mo was asking, right?
Oh, no. I'm not
just wanted to clarify that.
No, I'm not cheating on her.
Okay, good. She's not cheating on
you.
Okay.
No, she's not. No.
Okay.
So what I think I hear you saying, because I get this a lot, too, from my wife, is I spend a lot of time on the computer or when I'm home or, you know, or just watching TV on the couch. And, you know, guys, ladies, we love that. You know, especially if you're a football fan. On Saturdays, you want to watch college football, then on Sundays, and then, you know, now you got Monday night football, you got Thursday night football, and what I have learned to do, Jeremy, is I have to now set aside quality time to do the things that me and my wife enjoy, or in your case, do the things that you both enjoy, or in some cases we have to adapt as men. If you want to be a better man to a woman, you gotta take that time to find out what is it that you like to do, sweetie. What is it that you want to do today? Mm. And then you do what she likes to do, and then you love it. Not go along and be like, oh, I really don't want to be here, but I'm absolutely gonna love it because I'm more concerned about my time with her than doing my own thing. And, you know, life can take shape in a relationship where before you know it, you guys have both become like a needle in a haystack. You've been lost in the relationship that you don't know how to live for each other. Because think about it, Jeremy, you were an individual before you met her, and so was she. So you have to set aside the time to do the things that you both love to do individually, but also the things that you love to do collectively, and then create new things to do collectively that maybe neither one of you have done before. So, you know, you have to always think ahead. You know, if you're home and she's out working and she comes home, have dinner cooked for her. You know, if she likes a picnic, and set up a time to do a picnic. You know, but come up with innovative things that she likes to do. And you can, let me tell you what I do, man. I sit down and look, fellas, y'all come on in, look closer. I'm going to tell you some secrets here.
Mm-hmm.
I oftentimes, I'll just casually talk to my woman and find out things that she wants, or just listen to some of the things she's talking about, even when she's on the phone with her girlfriend. And then I'll just go do those things. You know, like when I'm on the road, I go into stores and I buy her purses. I do things that I know she loves, and I ship them to them while I'm on the road. So now when she comes home from work, she got a brand new purse or a brand new necklace or something.
Right.
You know, even if it's just flowers, flowers. You know, if your woman likes flowers and she comes home, what I'll do is I know she's going to go. I know my wife's routine. She gets up in the morning. She goes in the bathroom. She does da-da-da-da. So what I do late at night is I'll go in the bathroom. I put a card or something on the toilet, or I put something on her cabinet or in her, or her stuff. These are the kind of things that you do as a man that will improve you and also improve your relationship. Because you know the old saying, when mama's happy, dad is happy.
That's
so
great.
You make sure she's happy by doing the things that she loves to do, and then things that you guys enjoy together. And, man, you'll be on your way to being the better man. And probably the thing is, you're probably a great man now. You just got to do some other things sometimes. Break up your own routine. And do, like, I'll shut down the computer sometimes. Just go say, hey, what you watching? Oh, you watching Miss America. I don't really like Miss America, but hey, I'll watch it with you. Or you watching one of these reality shows, The Bachelorette.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Wow.
So yeah, simple things like that, man. You'll be good to go.
Oh,
you're the, excuse my French dog, but Mo, you're the fucking man. Damn, dude. I gotta say, man, I've talked to my friends about stuff like this before, you know, and like, you know, we'll go to work and come home and do whatever, but damn, dude, wow, you really opened up, you definitely opened up some new doors for me and definitely opened my eyes to some different ways of looking at things, man. I really thank you a lot, Mo. You helped me out more than you know.
Jared, thank
man,
you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Have
thank
a great one.
All right, guys.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Doc, for everything. You
you're
guys
welcome.
Have a great day.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right, you too, man.
Right. Bye. Thanks, Mo. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you're welcome, man.
Nice guy, huh? Pretty nice guy.
Man, I love him, man.
I know.
He's my guy, man.
I know.
He's my guy.
He sounded young, too, which is cool because, you know, the younger, the better off, the younger they are and more receptive. That's good because they're
And you say what I love about today's show, Dr. Michelle, is we've had three men email or called in because they want to be better. And so, ladies, that shows you that the whole theory of all men are dogs, all men cheat.
No, man,
there are some great men that are still left, that are still available, and there are some great men that you have at home.
That's
sometimes
so
you got to brush off the dust on the jewel, and you got to see what you already have, which is a wonderful gem.
That is so true. Such beautiful words. Listen, we have a hard break coming up. We got CBS News, but I want to have you tell folks how they can get in touch with you. And your book's coming out now October 4th, did you say?
October 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah. October 2nd. Okay. You got to get it from the hands of Delilah to the arms of Samson.
Yep.
Becoming the jewel he desperately needs, ladies.
Yes. Yes.
Being the man she essentially desires, fellows. And you can connect with me via my website, which is mostegall.com. That's mostegall.com.
Yes.
And from there, you can connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Google, Wikipedia.
We'll find you. We'll find you. Mo, thanks
that
a
is
million.
The headquarters.
You are a great guest. You're a fun man. And of course, you know, you've been around helping people out for a lot of years with your speaking and your writing and, of course, your relationship specialties and all that stuff. Empowerment speaker. Again, folks, this show will be up on the webpage here on the couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio. Tomorrow afternoon, there's content, more information, and get the book, folks. It's really good. Mo, thanks a million. You're a great guy.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Take good care and have a beautiful week.
You too.
Bye-bye now. All right. That's Mo Stiegel again, and I'll, like I said, have all the information up for you to rerun or download. It's going to be on iTunes, too, for free. I love that word, free! All right, this is Dr. Michelle. You can stay on the couch if you like. More great shows coming up. And as I always say, take care of yourself first, because then you're going to be a lot better for others, and that's the way it works. Have a great week. God bless. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.